The Onondaga County Industrial Development Agency has agreed to purchase a site along Onondaga Lake that has been contaminated by industrial pollution for years. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, county officials are hoping the site can be cleaned and used for development.
The Canadian-based company American Iron and Metal, which owns Roth Steel, a former scrapyard along Onondaga Lake, came to a settlement so the county could purchase the property. American Iron and Metal wanted to reopen the pick-and-pull junkyard, but the county said they had the option to use eminent domain to take over the property. Ryan McMahon, the chairman of the county legislature, says the county's industrial development agency will pay close to $800,000 for the site using their own fees, so no taxpayer dollars are spent.
That's really a game changer. If you look at what we're doing around the lake, we want to connect the Lupa Lake Trail further to the Inner Harbor and to the Creek Walk. To do that, the Roth Steel site may be a perfect fit. But more importantly, we're taking a site that we know was polluting the lake, and now we're changing the zoning.
McMahon says developers can take advantage of New York State's Brownfield program, which provides tax incentives to the private sector for cleaning up contaminated areas. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.